Cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon of Tammy's Tastings, and you've got a drink of your own invention this time.
That's right. So you remember a few weeks ago we talked about a sweet vermouth from Bregman Brothers Winery up in the Leelanau Peninsula.
Right, yeah.
Well, they also make an Amaro. So Amaro are these bittersweet Italian liqueurs. Typically they come from Italy, but now we're starting to see American producers make Amaros as well, just like they're starting to make sweet vermouths.
Well, the lineup you had included that, and it kind of looked like an international gathering. You brought out stuff I've never seen before.
Well, that's right. So this drink I called the Stopover, and that's because I actually got inspired to create it when I happened to be in Iceland recently. And Iceland, because the airlines allow you to take a free stopover there, it's become something of a meeting grounds for people from all over the world. And this cocktail is, as you noted, a meeting ground for ingredients from all over the world.
Besides the Amaro from Bregman Brothers, what else do we have?
Well, we have another Amaro from Italy. This is called Amaro Montenegro. It's one of my absolute favorite Amaros. Nice sort of mild bitterness, some floral flavors, some nice spice notes. Just a really friendly and approachable Amaro. And then to go with that, we have an unusual ingredient from the Czech Republic. So they wouldn't call this an Amaro, but it's kind of in the same category. It's herbal, it's spicy, it's called Bekarovka. It has a little bit of a cinnamon note to it. One of the things that's important in the structure of this cocktail is that unlike most Amaros, which are bottled at a relatively low proof, this is 38% ABV. So it's filling in here for a base spirit like gin or rum or something like that, but bringing a lot of flavor with it.
This sounds like it might be really sweet.
It is definitely a little sweet, but we've stirred it really well. I also garnished it with an orange twist, so that's going to bring some orange oil, which is going to brighten up those flavors. But you might find that you would like this better as an after-dinner drink.
So how do you make this?
So we start with 1.5 ounces of the Bekarovka, and then 3/4 ounce each of the Amaro Montenegro and the Amaro from Bregman Brothers, and then stir those with some ice, strain them onto fresh ice in an old-fashioned glass, and garnish with that orange peel.
Well, let me try the stopover. Oh, I love the aroma. Oh, it's not as sweet as I thought it might be. That bitterness from the different liqueurs makes it a lot more complicated than I expected it to be.
It's definitely a really complex drink. This isn't going to be something that everybody's going to love. It's not going to be an easy drinking patio drink for summer, but it is a great exploration of some complex ingredients from around the world, including one right here from Michigan.
The name, Stopover, is inspired by Iceland. What was the drink inspired by?
So I met a bartender there, and I asked him to make me a drink, and he made me something along these lines using an ingredient from London that we can't get here. But as I drank it, I thought, this could really work with this Michigan Amaro, and I came back and I experimented. The bartender said that he was really thinking about this drink as being a variant on the classic cocktail, the Negroni. And so this is actually really nice timing to make this drink, because every year there's an event called Negroni Week, and that starts on Monday, June 5th this year.
And that's basically it for all kinds of charities. Each bar decides which one. Remind us what the Negroni is made of.
So the Negroni is a classic cocktail with gin, sweet vermouth, and Campari. So this cocktail has none of the same ingredients, but it sort of has a similar philosophy to it. And that's how he got his inspiration. And next week during Negroni Week, all sorts of bars all over Michigan will be making up their own Negronis, some classics, some crazy variations like this one. Good opportunity to explore that drink and benefit some charities.
Sounds like fun.
Cheers.